We turn now to William Kristol, who's editor of the Weekly Standard. He joins us from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Mr. Kristol, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Scott.
Mr. Clark seemed to make a point, as he did in his testimony, of saying that the war against terrorism was derailed by American action in Iraq. How do you react to that and the fact that this report doesn't take that up at all?
Well, the report is a report of the 9/11 Commission. It would be odd if they decided to investigate things that happened a year and a half later. I mean, I personally don't agree with Dick Clark on that. I don't think there's much empirical or any empirical evidence for it. The terrorists seem to organize themselves quite well before the American government went into Iraq and before, they even planned to go into Iraq. So I just don't agree with that. Dick Clark disagrees with the war in Iraq. He's entitled to. I think we should have an honest debate about Iraq, about Saddam Hussein, about whether this was a wise thing to do, but I don't think there's much evidence that it derailed any efforts against terrorism.
Mm-hmm. Reading the report, we're to read about the implication that Iran had actually furnished some support to some of the Al-Qaeda operatives. Is that a revelation to you?
Not a revelation, but a confirmation, and I think a very, very important lesson. There's also much more in the report about connections between Iraq and Al-Qaeda than I think some of the media have reported. No, a continuing operational relationship, but contacts up till 1999 at a very high level. And I think this is very important because it really means that President Bush, believe it or not, I think was really right about the axis of evil. So many of the Middle East experts have been telling us for years, and I'm sure they've told you, Scott, at NPR, that, well, the Shia would never work with the Sunni, religious Islamist terrorists would never work with secular ones. And yet here we have evidence of Iran, a Shia regime, working with Sunni al-Qaeda. We have evidence of Iraq reaching out at one point to bin Laden and vice versa. And, of course, we know from other revelations that Pakistan, a Sunni Islamic state, was spreading nuclear technology to secular states like Libya and to Shia states like Iran. So this notion of an axis of evil, maybe it's a kind of shorthand, mm-hmm. but these groups, these terrorist groups, and the rogue states that deal with them do work with each other, and it does mean that there's a network that we have to attack. And insofar as that is what lies behind President Bush's decision to remove Saddam, I think he's somewhat vindicated.
Mr. Kristol, you had been critical of the 9/11 Commission at one point, or some of the commissioners at any rate, for saying that they shouldn't have been public, and some of the commissioners had become rather pointedly political. How do you feel about that today, now that the report's in your hands?
Well, I still think that's the case, and I think it decreased the credibility of the 9/11 Commission to have all those partisan spats. We do now have a united document. It's a very useful narrative, as Dick Clark said. I personally don't particularly agree with the conclusion, the recommendation for a stronger intelligence czar, which would mean much more centralization of intelligence. Mm-hmm. And I would ask people just to think of this. What is it we don't like about the intelligence, correctly don't like about the intelligence in the run-up to the Gulf War, to the Iraq War? It's that the CIA reports often suppress dissents within the intelligence community, or you have to get to page 77 to find a footnote saying that the State Department's intelligence operation didn't agree. I served in the White House in the first Bush administration. I found it very valuable to read reports from INR, that's the part of the State Department that does intelligence, from the Defense Intelligence Agency, as well as from the Central Intelligence Agency. I would worry a lot, and I hope that senators and congressmen worry, that more centralization would mean less competitive intelligence coming up to policymakers. I myself would be for more decentralization of the intelligence product. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, you need to have centralization of action at some point in terms of decisions that are made, but I would like to have more sources of intelligence coming to the policymakers, not one person controlling all the intelligence that comes up through the mm-hmm. government.
You would be concerned that that kind of centralization would suppress or discourage dissident viewpoints from being heard.
Yeah, and also just fresh thinking. There's a tendency towards groupthink, as the commission itself or the Senate Intelligence Committee said, mm-hmm. which I think could be accelerated by this report. Look, intelligence is a very uncertain business, as we now know. Did Iran cooperate with al-Qaeda? Lots of people in the government would have said no. Some would have said yes. It would have been good for a policymaker to at least realize that there were divergent views on this instead of getting one homogenized product. And that's one thing I worry about in terms of the recommendations of this report.
Mr. Kristol, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Scott.
William Kristol is editor of the Weekly Standard, speaking with us from Colorado Springs.